What's the fundamental difference between a 1000 and you? Alex Hormozi is a 1000. I started to write this post yesterday while I was listening to Alex's video on YouTube. And of course it is the next day, and I have no idea what is the one thing I saw yesterday. So lesson number 1. When you have an insight, write it all down, don't count on your memory. Moreover, don't count on your memory for anything. In fact, have no use for your memory. People whom I found unteachable all do everything in their memory and thus they are unteachable. Because although the mind is able to store information, it can't do anything else. And learning has nothing to do with the mind. All learning happens outside of the mind. Knowing, knowledge is not a mind thing. And if you store the notes, the words of a song, it won't be a song anymore, it will be just a jumble of digits. Music loses its essence. And by the same token, everything loses its essence in the mind. I have watched a student do the 67 steps from her mind, and it sounded brilliant. But even just an hour later, the magical brilliant essence disappeared and only the digits of information remained, unusable, because nothing that is in the mind is usable. Humans are going for understanding. Understanding happens in the mind. So understanding makes everything useless. Unless you can go for seeing, feeling, you are left with nothing. No knowledge, no increased ability, not a thing. Except for some bytes. I have another student who can, like a computer, do search function in her mind, and like a computer, bring up data. Yet no knowledge, no abilities, except things she did outside of her brain. Thank God she did and is doing some. Yet she tries to use her mind to learn. So she doesn't. At least not my kind of stuff. So as a teacher I am left with no one to teach. Because you can't teach someone who can only use their mind. So this is the fundamental difference between a 1000 and an 8 billion. What they consider learning. What part of themselves they use to learn. The mind is in the frontish part of the brain. When I use my brain I move the information to the back of the brain and the evaluation of its veracity, the evaluation of its usefulness happens in the back of my brain, not in the mind. The mind doesn't know, doesn't see, can't evaluate, except to evaluate if the bytes match the bytes already stored. When I say something, a student activates their mind. I can feel it. And comes up empty. And when the mind comes up empty, the student says, I don't understand, or doesn't say anything, but stops listening. The famous NLP modalities of learning are only regarding how the information comes in, not how it's processed. I am kinesthetic by NLP modality, but my processing is partly through feeling the dynamics of a thing, or the movements of it, and through the visual center. That is in the back of the brain. Seeing it moving. I experience the world through dynamic, movement. Spatial relationships especially. And literally nothing is words. Or more precisely I experience words as movement and dynamics. When I listen to Alex Hormozi, I find the same thing. Words are merely expressions of what he internally feels. The words are not stored. The words are created on the fly. Now, this is not the major difference, but a consequence of the major difference, the 1000 loves learning. Because learning is like a dance. It's physical and enjoyable. Even though it takes some choreographing, given that most incoming information is not always like music. Some people express themselves in ways that are not easy to turn into dance. So the question for me is this, can an abstract thinker, i.e. a mind thinker, learn to think with their body? Before I go there, let me check how many percentage of humanity is mind thinker. 90%. This number is rising. In 1900 the number was only 70%. The books that started the self-development craze around the year 1900 said whatever they said not from their mind, expecting the reader not to learn the words, but to feel the dynamics. Same with religion. Napoleon Hill. An interesting example of the mismatch of the speaker's processing modality and the listener's receiving modality is Napoleon Hill, who supposedly interviewed many successful, accomplished, productive people of his day. Those people spoke not from the mind, and yet they were words. Words is an expression of an inner dynamic. Napoleon Hill received the words and mind words, and put them on paper. The words had no power for him, because of the modality. He died a pauper, he didn't learn anything other than words. If you hear those words with your mind, you'll find them useless. If you hear those words and process the dynamic they express, you'll be able to use them and model after the original speaker. My students are adherents to the idea of positive thinking. I am curious if the person who invented it was feeling it or it's all mind stuff already in its source. Norman Vincent Peale had a vibration of 100. I just watched a video hearing him speak. And he speaks from the mind. Meaning, he doesn't feel what he is saying. Positive thinking, what he taught matches the masses and their processing organ best. They try to avoid life, try to avoid anything that is unpleasant, and therefore they are unsuited for life. Because life's nature is ups and downs. Not ups and ups and ups. On the other hand, positive mental attitude is to take what is coming at you, the ups and downs, the disappointments, the failures, the hardships and enjoy them. Yeah, that is not a typo. I meant what I am saying, enjoy them. If you can't take all of life into your own hand, if you can't all of yourself into your own hands and love it, you are not suitable for life. 99% of humanity is now trained to be about as alive as a brick. As well equipped as a brick to go through life creatively, productively, handling the ups and the downs and enjoying them. I know, it is not visible. I know you can't even understand it with your mind. 1% doesn't know you are like that. They think everyone processes stuff like them. Because it is invisible. Only the results show the difference. 1% is still a lot, 80 million. The number of inhabitants in a large country. So why aren't there 80 million 1,000s? Why isn't Warren Buffett a 1,000 while his partner Charlie Munger is? Obviously there is more to being a 1,000 than just not considering learning words or knowing words knowledge. I am looking at some people Alex Hormozi learns from, Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins, or Dr. Trevor Cashy. I looked and all three's processing happens really close to the mind area of the brain, with occasional, lightning fast trips to the back of the head. Not even for fact checking. So my initial assessment is that they mainly deal with words as words. And they don't consider words an expression of a dynamic. They talk really fast. Does that mean anything? I have a hunch that yes. It does. So Dr. Cashy speaks 100% from his mind. Even though he may process incoming information also in the back of his head. The curious thing is that his advice has made a huge difference for Alex. Whose vibration and everything is much higher than Dr. Cashy's. How is that possible? It is simple. And of course invisible. A 1,000 receives words. Regardless whether they come from someone's mind or not, the 1,000 processes them in where the dynamic of the facts the words are expressing. And if the dynamic is valid and useful, the 1,000 can and will use them, and if not, the 1,000 will discard them. The 8 billion compares the words with what are already stored as bytes. And can't and won't use what the words are expressing, the dynamics. And of course the same thing happens if a 1,000's words are turned into bytes. Useless. Not used. Period. Ty Lopez is close to being a 1,000. Meaning, he mostly speaks to express a dynamic, not from his mind. I don't remember the number, but it's around 240,000 people bought his 67 steps. About 50 hours worth of instantly usable dynamics expressed fairly well. My hunch is that out of the 240,000, 239,997 mind people learned the words and found them useless, and only 3 people turned them into riches in some way, in some area of life. In working with some of those people, here is how the processing goes. They filter everything through themselves, them, and their point of view. In their mind. When I ask them to see the same thing in reality, in other people, they can't see it. Their looking muscle is undeveloped. In contrast, a 1,000 is interested in the dynamic. And only looks there to see. In reality. In the mind, everything that doesn't match shows up as an evaluation of the person with the mind. So instead of looking at the content, the person with the mind looks at the make wrong, the invalidation. And while dealing with that emotion, their processing intelligence goes to zero. And nothing useful remains of the valuable content. My hunch is that the miswiring of the brain already happened in the crash. I was lucky. My 2 years older brother loved taking things apart. He found many alarm clocks from the servants of the previous owner of the house my father appropriated right after the war. And those servants had broken alarm clocks they didn't throw away. My brother took them apart. He never even tried putting them together. But my parents, seeing that he had interest in mechanical things, bought him mechanical building kits, and I was allowed to play with them too. So I mainly learned about the world through my hands, my body, not words. Or observing stuff. Bugs. Fruits growing. Our housekeeper making food. People peeing. Someone limping. Someone slapping another in the face. A dog barking. My mother throwing my arm behind me. Facial expression, anger. The dynamic. No words. Nothing to store. I was 7 when I first went to school. I didn't know numbers, I didn't know letters. Those I learned them in school. Also through dynamic. I moved the pencil on the paper to create them. They weren't already there, they were made. By me. I hear parents brag that their child can count till 10 before they lose their diaper. Or can read, know the colors. The recipe to make mind people who cannot learn. Because they cannot think. Thinking doesn't happen in the mind. It happens everywhere else but the mind. The tragedy is that the two kinds of people on earth cannot, don't mesh. So back to the crucial question for me, can mind people be taught to use their whole brain to process? So they can actually learn? One of my students has made tens of elaborate, rich, and beautiful collages to activate her visual center in the brain. Her ability to process incoming information through the visual center was 10% while she was doing that. Why so low? She didn't know why she was doing it. Context is decisive, and the context she said wasn't about being able to think outside of the mind. By now this ability atrophied. To 2%. She returned to be a memorizing machine. She sits in my classes not able to get what the heck I am talking about. The mind can't get it. It can get the words, but not the dynamic. The dynamic is invisible and the words bring it out of the invisible. But the mind doesn't know about the invisible, and can't see what the words say. Only the words. And talking about flying isn't. The mind can only talk about stuff. But can't do it, can't feel it, can't see it. It is all just talk. Words. If you hear desperation from my words, if you are one in a million who feels, I am in despair. Even though Source, speaking through muscle testing, says that people can be trained to use their whole brain, I don't know how to do it. I just did a Google search. Except for sites or articles that promise you increased memory, which you don't want, most of those sites are useful. The keywords are retraining, rewiring, and neuroplasticity. Here's one list from one site, things that can help. Rewiring your brain might sound pretty complicated, but it's absolutely something you can do at home. Play video games. Yes, you read that right, learn a new language. Ever considered studying another language? Make some music. Music has several brain benefits, travel, exercise, make art. One of the activities that people who don't use their minds mistakenly to process things is building stuff. With their hands. Even if it is through a computer mouth. If one of my teachers, Sean D'Souza, hadn't started out drawing cartoons, he wouldn't be the out-of-the-ordinary marketer today. He still uses drawing to create what he teaches. Before he makes them words. Although not all of his words connect with my nonverbal processing brain. Aha, I just caught it. The mind people are all living through words. The non-mind people have words, but they learn, they live mostly nonverbally. Through feelings, pictures, dynamics, movement. That is why the exercises for rewiring are mostly nonverbal. Except learning a new language. Nonverbal intelligence is 90% of all intelligence. This includes emotional intelligence, which is being able to feel any and every emotion and appreciate the emotion appropriately. Each emotion is valuable, and when it is appreciated, it can run its course. The opposite of appreciation is resistance. Consider each emotion as a valued guest in your home. Consider that being a good host is hospitality. In Judaism, showing hospitality to guests is considered a mitzvah. Emotions are guests. If you show hospitality, and that doesn't mean feeding the emotion, it is accepting, receiving, accommodating the emotion, can set you free and make you emotionally intelligent. But of course there are many different nonverbal intelligences, spatial, kinesthetic, intrapersonal, interpersonal, musical, logical, mathematical, emotional. And the more of these you have developed, the better life becomes, and the more of what comes at you from life, even if they come in words, will be something you can benefit from. So if you are looking for exercises that can increase your nonverbal processing likely from zero to respectable, you can search for increasing your nonverbal processing ability or something like that. Here are a few measures. Some are my students, other are either well-known public figures, or some are my teachers. Verbal IQ, nonverbal IQ, emotional IQ. Add, 75, 30, 10. Ba 1, 79, 40, 20. Ba 2, 70, 7, 10. Bo, 73, 30, 10. He, 73, 30, 7 Joe, 80, Den, 20 TRH, 62, Den, 1 Alex Hormozy, 130, 90, 100 Leah Hormozy, 100, 30, 30 Elon Musk, 100, 70, 10 Putin, 70, 7, 1 Trump, 50, 10, 1 Me, 150, 91, 100 Warren Buffet, 77, 10, 70 Charlie Munger, 150, 99, 94 Troy, 120, 70, 1 Ben, 100, 30, 10 Sean, 80, 70, 1. Puzzling number, especially Warren Buffet's. I am going to look more. And another clue, search for what is nonverbal learning disorder? It is not perfect, but what they say is a good clue of where to develop yourself. Okay, this is a long article. What can you do? It depends on what future that you have been aiming at is impossible without developing your nonverbal and emotional intelligences. The exercises from the book of Inner Paths can be useful, but are not enough. At least I don't think so. But for most people, maybe all people, they are an excellent replacement from the missed development stages where you or your parents wanted you to be different, and you resisted or just went with it. You become only rarely better than the environment you grew up in. My father's numbers, 100, 70, 100. My mother's numbers, 70, 100, 30. I only surpassed my parents because of self-training. Unless your level of capabilities are a match to what you want to accomplish, you need training or they won't happen. If your dreams are out of reach, you can schedule a short, or long, conversation with me, or just ask for these three numbers in addition to your starting point measurements. I'll measure them for free for the coming week. And they are $10 thereafter, unless I decide to cancel the offer. Get your starting point measurements https://yourvibe.me/starting. P.S. Upcoming programs. Money Routes 4, Saturday, October 22, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. EDT. Integrity Live Session 2, Saturday, October 29, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. ECT. Soul Correction Workshop, What Does Your Soul Want? Saturday, November 5, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. EDT. P.P.S. If you pay attention to the pictures in this article, they are not illustrations. The pictures all depict something that has the words don't. And that is what they say. The mind thinkers are don't machines. They don't know what to do, they mostly pay attention what not to do, what not to feel, what not to be. If you live through don'ts, start looking for what you can say yes to, and remove all the don'ts.